getting real with Roz. Come on. Come on.
Give it to me now, baby, come on. Give it to me now, baby, come on.
Let's go.
Let's teach these people just how we party. Let's get together and dance. Let's get together and dance. Let's teach these people just how we do it. Just shake your body just like this party. Give it to me now, baby, come on. Give it to me now, baby, come on.
Come on, come on.
Give it to me now, baby, come on. Give it to me now, baby, come on.
Let's go.
Hello, I am Roz, the host of Getting Real with Roz. On the January show, we had Brennan James and Isaac David, two great friends, brothers in music, producer of my last CD, and singer musicians, both two men full of talent. They spoke some spiritual words of truth and encouragement. They were very inspiring, along with recognizing the holiday of Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. We were very happy to have them on the show. And continuing with that, I'd like to say happy Black History Month to all of you. So this is a part where I speak life into the listeners. Speaking life into someone is sharing something that lifts the other person up, along with inspiring words of faith. This show and any show that I've done, I speak life into the listeners. Okay, listeners, you are going to do great things. Have you said that to yourself before? Start today and every day. Let's get out of the slumps and into the light. Perk up and get ready to see some amazing things happen. Every third Monday of the month, I will bring on a new guest and get to hear their music and hear about their lives in the entertainment industry. I'm thankful for our radio family to be able to help spread the love and education to our listeners. Just a reminder that you can have a free download of my intro song, Baby Come On, on the Infinite L Radio SoundCloud or Blog Talk Radio. SoundCloud.com/InfiniteLENT or BlogTalkRadio.com/InfiniteL. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on Getting Real with Roz, you can submit your request to GRWR_guest@InfiniteLENT.com. In the subject area, put featured guest inquiry. My next guest is from a far away across the North Atlantic Ocean from us. I cannot wait to hear my musical sister from across the way. Listen to one of her profile descriptions from a recent article in Sensuous Whisper. After her successful NYC Summer Sessions EP that came out last year, JSP is back with her latest soul and pop EP, Sensuous Whisper, also produced by Brian Backus. It was a producer of Nora Jones and Gregory Porter. This is the second Franco-American collaboration between Paris and NYC, the big New York City. The musical style, from soul through R&B, funk, gospel, and even jazz balladry. Johanna is a sensual woman in a world of her own. Let her bring her sensuous whisper to your own ears as the next moon rises. We appreciate her taking time for us. Welcome, Johanna St. Pierre. Welcome to the show. Bienvenue au spectacle.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hello, Ross.
Hello. Bienvenue. Glad to have you here.
I'm really happy to be with you, Ross, today.
I am too. I love technology. Tell people again where you're calling from and what time it is there.
Yeah, I'm calling from France, and it's 4:46 a.m.
So it's really early. We really, really specially appreciate you coming in, because I'm not a morning person, so this is really special that you were able to do this for us. That means a ton.
Yeah, but I'm really happy to do that for you, and especially early morning.
Yeah.
And amazing to see that it's early evening for you.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad for us. What's the weather like right now, out there right now, this time of the year?
Oh, it's a night. It's still the night.
Is it cold?
Yeah, it's cold. Yeah, it's a winter.
Exactly. Oh, it's winter. Okay. So we're kind of in a winter. I'm in the Seattle, Washington area. So it's kind of winterish, but not too bad. So growing up, did you grow up in Paris?
Yeah, I'm really a Parisian girl, and I really love my city.
Oh, great.
And Paris is a beautiful, beautiful city. And it's true that for music, you can make a lot of music. There is a lot of stage. There is a lot of clubs, bar to play. And you can meet a lot of musicians there. And I've been at school there, at the music school. I've been in university in Paris, in a music university called La Sorbonne, and I've been in a jazz music school.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yes. There is a lot of jazz in Paris too.
I bet. I actually grew up in Kansas City, which is also a very heavily jazz oriented. And so I got a lot of training from a lot of the guys that I worked with there. And I really enjoy jazz. Had it not been for that, I don't know if I ever would have learned as much as I did. So I appreciate some of the legends that started in Kansas City. So it's definitely a beautiful place to bring your music as well. Who were your musical influences growing up?
Oh, I love American jazz singer. So that's why I love to learn in this jazz school. I love musician like Stevie Wonder.
Mm-hmm.
And I love pop music as well.
Okay.
And it's true. I love pop singers.
Okay.
Even French, even American, or all around the world.
Yeah.
And but it's true that my music is more funky, groove, a little bit jazzy, pop, R&B style, a little bit.
Okay.
It's my style, but I like chanson française. It's French songs.
Yeah. I trained opera, so we learned some of the chanson in school. So I learned a little bit of that as well. I love your styles. And you said, let me make sure I say this right. You were explaining your styles of music, but you also said that it's mine, like it's you, like this is your style.
Oh, yeah. I thank you very much for that. Yes, I think that my music is a mix between the French culture and maybe the American and English culture. So mm-hmm. It's true that so I sing in French and in English,
mm-hmm.
and with my French accent.
Yeah, I love it.
So I think it's very personal.
Okay.
And as well, I'm in Paris. I'm in the gospel choir.
Oh yeah,
Paris Gospel Choir. So I love to sing gospel too.
So now you're breaking me out of my my radio DJ host job. This is what I did since I was probably 4 years old, and one of the things that I was able to do is I had a gospel choir, and we traveled. In my college that I went to, it was probably one of the highlights probably of my life. And then, you know, from there I had other gospel choirs, but that had to be one of my most favorite and most probably infamous times was directing the gospel choir. I built it from 5 to like over 50 in a small town. We actually came to Europe and performed. I taught our classical choir some of the gospel songs. So what kind of gospel songs do you do? Like, can you name a song that I might know?
Oh, I don't know. We do the classic American songs,
mm-hmm.
and we do a gospel in French.
That's so cool! I want to hear it.
And we do a gospel in African too,
yeah.
Because the conductor, the mm-hmm. chief is from Cameroon, so it's a French and Cameroonese.
You have to send me some links at some point. I would love to hear that.
Yeah, Josh Sheba, you're going to know his choir. So yeah. I'm really happy to be in this choir.
Oh, thank you for sharing that. Oh, that really touches my heart, because that was one of my passions as far as music and teaching that as well. So how was it and when was it that you knew that you wanted to be a musician?
Oh, it's from the childhood. I start learning piano at the age of six, seven years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I did my classical classes, and I was in a classical school. And after, when I was a teenager, I started to sing with my piano, more songs, French songs, mm-hmm. then after pop songs, and after I really wanted to be a musician. It was my life. I really enjoy to play music all the day.
Mm-hmm.
So I was when I start, I was playing for musicians, and I'm a teacher too. Mm-hmm. I teach music.
Okay.
Yeah. So I teach music. I teach piano. I teach singing, and after I was with a rock band,
mm-hmm.
and I did a lot of shows around the France, and after I wanted to do my own things, so I did my I start with electronic music, because mm-hmm. I wanted to start with like a French touch style,
mm-hmm.
and after my first album, and now I'm on my fourth album.
Oh, great!
Just coming, Just Me. So it's a new album, and I like it very much.
Mm-hmm.
It has been produced by a French, English producer called mm-hmm. Nicolas Bulostin. And I've got a great musician on it, and I had a lot of fun on this album. There is singles like Do It, Don't Stop the Music, mm-hmm. Pimpin' Blue, and it's a little bit, the color, the style is a little bit 80s, 90s.
Okay.
Really funk, groove. Jazz, pop. I hope that you're going to enjoy, you and your listener.
I love it. This is great. So, but what do you do when you're not working on music?
So, I have two girls, so it's a lot of work.
So that's what, that's it. That's probably your life besides music.
And I teach. It's true that when I do music, I have the I'm doing some live show in Paris, okay. And I go. I'm going to do a great new live show at the New Morning. It's a really really good stage, and it's in the center of Paris, and a lot of great musicians. Are playing there, and I'm going to play there the 3rd of April.
Okay. I'm definitely going to get, I want you to say some of your dates too. So I'll ask you again a little bit later. April 3rd is her next date, 2024. Hopefully you guys can come out and see her. When you're recording, I ask all the guests, what would I say? This is a phrase I say, what you using? So basically, how do you record yourself? Like, do you have a special mic or equipment that you like to record or perform with?
Oh, not really. I can record with you mean when I record in studio?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, I work with my iPhone, and I play piano and write some lyrics, And after I record the ideas, and after when I have a lot of ideas, I go to the studio, and I'm working with a producer.
Okay.
And work on my ideas, and sometimes he has his ideas too, and we work on ideas. And so I don't really care about the mic or the studio, just to have a good sound and try to do the best, even to the studio is little or bigger. Yeah. And but it's true, this album is good. The sound is good.
I don't
have a huge studio, but
and you usually don't have to have all of that. I know I've been into some top studios, and they will tell me and promise, you know, there's a $10,000 mic. But sometimes, if you don't know how to use that $10,000 mic or the equipment that goes with it, it really doesn't matter. So as long as you have, you know, what you need, and you can use it, you know, in the proper way, you can make your iPhone even sound good sometimes and make a good demo. A track even from that if you know how to use your equipment. So I just am interested, you know, like a techie kind of person when it comes time for that. So I just wondered if you used your own mic. So I got a couple more questions and then we're going to get to your music.
But it's true, on this album the mic is good. It's a good mic, but for the demo we don't really need a good mic, but for this album let me know. No, this mic was not so good. It was a normal mic.
Okay, it's just a normal mic. And then, with the good voice too, of course, that'll still make it sound really good. So either way, and I think you already mentioned a couple people. Who would you like to say or just kind of give a shout out to in your musical circle? The people that you work with in the studio, is there anybody you want to say thank you or hey to?
Yeah, of course. I have my team in the studio, and I can say hey to Nicolas Bilostin and the musician, of course. There is a musician who was in UK, and they play for me. We send the track, and they played for me. So it was Tony Remy, Paul Turner, and in France it was Edith Diallo, and I have Skata, a great rapper, UK artist from Coventry, and of course I want to say hello to my team, my PR manager, Web Imagine, Muriel Bessman. Hi, Muriel.
That is great. Well, I appreciate that. It sounds like you have a good team around you, which makes it even more special. So thank you for sharing those names. And guess what we get to do now? We get to get ready to listen to your music. So, all right. I think it's time to listen to some of your music. Are you ready?
So I'm ready. Thank you.
That's good. Yeah, no problem. Let's hit it. Radio family, here's Joanna at St. Pierre's. Do it. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Roz on the Infinite L Radio. I'd love to connect with you on my Instagram page, Getting Real with Roz.
Okay, so what does Do It mean? What is this song about?
The song Do It, it's like we go to a, it's good to go to a party and to have fun. To have fun with your friend. Mm-hmm. And it's also, it can be very sexy too.
I like it. That's a, so when you say go have fun, do you have like, you said you have two girls, are they like old enough to go with you, or they're young still where they have to stay at home?
No, they are the biggest one has 20 years. She had 20 years just Sunday.
Oh, wow. Happy birthday.
Exactly. Happy birthday, Angela. And the other one has 14.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. Gotcha. Oh, interesting ages. Well, that actually sounds fun that mom can still go out and perform and still be able to have fun. When you did this song, when you said this is just about going to have fun, like how did this writing process start with this song? Like how did you start it? Did you start with the melody? Did you just, did you see something? Like how did it get started?
I like to start with the music. So with chords or with the you know, with a PB, with a sorry, it's the morning, so sometimes it's slow.
It's okay.
With the playback, and and I like to build the melody, the melodies on the music.
Okay,
it's easy for me. Yeah,
nice. Well, and then I said in the beginning. I don't even know if I say his name right. I do know a person with this last name, but I don't know if I'm if this is the right pronunciation. But you said that you work with Brian Backus.
Yeah, it's true that I recorded in New York with Brian Backus.
Wow.
And he's a great producer. He signed Nora Jones when he was ENR on Blue Note. Blue Note.
Wow.
And he produced later Gregory Porter.
Yeah.
So and it, so it was amazing to record with him. I sent him a demo. I saw him in a club in New York, and I gave him a demo, a CD that I had. But it was a CD with the studio I recorded was really little, and. And he said to me after he listened to it, and he said to me, yes, I think that it's good what you do, but we can do better. So if you want to come here and record with me, we can do a deal. And as my manager is in New York, because I have family there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And, yeah, that's why I speak a little bit English.
Oh, and, okay.
In New York, I'm lucky because I can go in holidays, and I met a lot of musicians, and I signed with some label, little American label, like Ibadan. It's a label from who's doing like dance music, house music, and with Lion One Music, it's a little label. The owner is MKL, a very good DJ. Mm-hmm. And I work with Jeff de Guillaume. It's a good producer too. And so with Brian, I recorded in nice studio there. We did first. I did first the demo with a really good musician in Paris, Rémi Amblard, a great jazz pianist. And after we worked on New York. With Brian and his great musician like Louis Cato and Sherrod Barnes. So I was very lucky to record in New York, but I'm still in independent music. So
oh, you're still indie label, okay.
Yeah, I'm I'm with a little label, but very, very little. And I'm doing everything by myself.
Okay.
And I'm not in big label. I used to be in big label when I was younger, which is a rock band.
Okay.
But, we played, we opened for Simple Minds and Rolling Stone. I was very young. And now by myself, I opened for a great band in Paris named Soti Sol from Kenya, because they came from Kenya. And with a gospel choir.
Oh,
who plays with Pharrell Williams.
Oh, my gosh. How cool is that?
Yeah, because when he was in Europe for the song Happy, he wanted a choir for the TV.
So, what?
So in Paris, he invited the Paris Gospel Choir to be.
Oh, my gosh. How cool.
So it was very nice to have all these experiences. And so I'm very lucky. And Brian is a great producer. So I was lucky. And it was really amazing for me to work with American musician and producer.
Oh, that's great. Thank you for sharing. That's so exciting to hear. I would have been so out of control. They would have been like, all right, calm down back there, Rosalind. So what, like, it's when you're talking about your indie label versus a, like, maybe major label, even though it's a small label, what do you feel like, what kind of things have you dealt with in the music industry? Or are there any the obstacles that you've dealt with? Is there anything that you can help, like, people in the, who wants to get into the industry?
Oh, you mean if I'm not in a big label, if we can be in the industry, music industry?
No, like how, like what kind of obstacles or what kind of things, good or bad, that you feel like you would like to help someone else who wants to get into the music scene?
Oh, okay. So the most important is to play live, because as you see in music now, we don't sell CDs or vinyls. It's possible a little bit, but it's not with that you're going to win your life. So to enjoy, really enjoy your musician life, and to have money from that, it's a stage now. And a lot of people now are going on shows and concerts and live to listen to musicians more and more, I think, than before. And the people, they don't put a lot of money on the CDs but they like to buy a ticket and to hear a good musician on stage. Mm-hmm. So to be on a good musician on stage, you have to work hard to play every day, to do your rehearsal. So for singers, I think it's really good to be on a choir, for mm-hmm. example. A gospel choir is really the best for me.
Yeah.
It's the best school. Really, definitely. And of course, to have a band, or if you don't have a band, you can practice yourself piano or guitar. And try to do live, and try to do cover. At first, when I start, I did a lot of cover at beginning, and after I wanted to do my own songs.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think keeps you encouraged? Like if you have two girls you're raising, or two children that you're raising, or at least a young one and an older one. With that alone is, you know, one thing. And then you're teaching, and then you're performing, you're recording, you travel. There, I'm sure there's some things that kind of get challenging, but how do you keep yourself going and encouraged?
Oh, what you mean?
Yeah, it is like, how do you stay happy? How do you stay going and going on and on without stopping your music.
Yeah, it's true that sometimes the morning you think that it's going to be when you wake up the morning you're going to think that it's going to be difficult, but music is joy, so that's why you never feel sad. It's it's helping you.
Yeah, I love that. Music is joy. That is actually pretty simple. Just music is joy. That sounds like a t-shirt that you should make some money from. What's your next music project?
So my next music project, mm-hmm. I'm going to make a new album. But for instance, I'm in the promo of this new album, Just Me. But for the next album, I start in studio because it takes time. It's a long process to write good songs and to produce it. So
okay.
I prefer to start now.
For sure.
And it's going to be in French and English, and it's going to be still like a little bit soul, pop, jazz. My style.
I love it already.
but I have a lot of work to do the show for at the New Morning, the 3rd of April. It's
okay.
going to be a big show, like about a stage of 500 people.
Wow.
And it's with the center of Paris.
Mm-hmm.
And another band with me and after me mm-hmm. From Italy. C'est mon tigre, and Bettino is a great DJ in Paris who's going to do the warm up during this show. So I'm focused. I'm focused on the show now.
Okay.
This month. It's going to be a focus on it because I need to sell the ticket. Huh?
All right, y'all. She needs to sell some tickets. Look at her Instagram, and she'll. Before we leave, we'll make sure that she gives you the information so that you can get some tickets to her show. And it's great chatting with you. But let's stop for a sec and listen to your next song, "Pimpin' Blue."
Scar, let's go.
Le soleil brûle aujourd'hui et je sens que tu me suis. J'aime ta façon de marcher, ta manière de me regarder.
She was all alone. Hello. It's all about you, girl, you're all in all. I had to make that call, but I ain't that fool. Go find yourself, girl, that's all you gotta do. Your name is Bowser, and I call it Pimpin' Blue.
Tu sais qui je suis? I'm Pimpin' Blue. About you, girl, you're all alone. I had to make that call, but I ain't that fool. Go find yourself, girl, that's what you gotta do.
road. You know I got a sweet tooth. You know I got a sweet tooth on this rocky road.
I'm pimping blue.
Love is the message.
More about myself. More about myself.
Love is the message.
More about myself. I'm bim bim blue. Give me your loving.
Are listening to Getting Real with Roz. If you like music videos, please subscribe to my YouTube channel, Roz Music Page.
Okay, so tell us what Pimpin' Blue means.
So Pimpin' Blue, it's like a name of a girl, and I don't know why we had fun with the producer who's writing songs too. And we were writing this song. We did the music and we did the top line of the song. And I don't know why he said Pim Pim, and I said Pim Pim Blue, and I don't know. And it's a girl. It's a name.
Okay.
I thought it was original.
I like it. And,
so Pim Pim Blue is a girl. And she thinks that is a woman, a nice, beautiful woman. Maybe she's dressed in blue.
Mm-hmm.
And she thinks that she has origin from UK. So she wanted to go to London and try to feel something there. And okay. she met this rapper. And so they did the duet.
I love it. Pimp Pim Blue and the rapper. What's the rapper's name?
Skata.
Skata. Okay, I think you mentioned him in the beginning. Well, that sounds really exciting. I mean, I don't know if you've worked with him before, but that's how I got into recording in Kansas City. I started working with rappers. They would hire me to write at the time they were called hooks or the chorus part. And I really missed that. They were really great to work. The ones that I got to work with were really, really good. So this is going to be a weird question, but do you have a song that you've written that you feel is difficult, like emotionally, like in your heart, you feel like, oh, this is hard, but you wrote it and you perform it. Do you have any songs like that?
Yes, yes. It's called a French song, Dans le Ciel. Dans le Ciel, it's on my EP, the New York Summer City Station. And it's Dans le ciel. I wrote this song for my friend who was a harpist, and she died very young, at the age at 40. And she used to play with me a lot. And so it was really hard for me. So I wrote this song for her and for me. And I really enjoyed to finally wrote this song. At the moment, it was really difficult because I was crying and I was very sad. But I had to do this song. So, and it's a very, very nice song. Dans le ciel means in the sky.
Okay, dans le ciel.
In the sky.
Okay, well, thank you for sharing that. That's, you know, I actually ended up writing a song that was premature that I wrote that was supposed to be like just a holiday song, Christmas song that was sort of the same thing, but mine was a little different. It was written for people during the holidays that not everybody is always happy. So I wrote a song, you know, saying memories come flooding down for right. But some of the words mean is that you might have lost someone during this time, but still hold on. Everything's going to be okay. We're going to get through this together. And so when I sing that song, I have to take a breath because of all the people, especially with since 2020, it was pretty difficult, especially during that time. So that would probably be my song that is difficult to sing today. So thank you again. Just your words, they mean a ton. Just to even I know you said that you said a little phrase that is it English is your second language? Or you have several languages?
Yeah, English is my second language because and I love this language. And because when I go to my family in New York, I have to speak in English, but they are French, but they moved to New York.
Okay.
So we all talk in French and English.
Well, you do really well, so I'm trying to make sure I don't speak too fast for you so you can make sure, because you're doing a great job.
Thank you very much.
You're doing very well. So I guess a couple more questions, but if you had this is just a dream. So if you had an opportunity to work with your favorite artist, who would it be?
I think it's definitely Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder, yeah. He's amazing. I like him. And then do you have any music videos? And just as we're talking, just give me some of the places like how people can connect with you.
Oh, on my video? Yes, I have my YouTube. My YouTube, Johanna Saint-Pierre. And it's easy to find. On my Instagram, there is my link tree or in my website, johannasaintpierre.com. And I have a lot of videos.
Okay.
And you can see me on live or I did some video, little video clip.
You said you did a videotape?
Music video.
Okay. Well, it would be great to see that. And especially the gospel choir too. That would be fun to see and hear you all. And before we close out the interview, I ask all of the guests to speak life into the listeners. And so what that means is share something that can maybe uplift and help someone, you know, to believe in someone just with your words. Is there anything you can share with someone tonight or today?
You mean if I want to share something special?
Yes. Can you do that?
Oh, with all your listeners and
yes.
What can I say? That I hope that happiness is, of course, is the purpose of everybody's, and I hope that all your listeners are happy with music. and especially with your show, Rose.
Thank you. I appreciate that. She spoke life into me, you all. Thank you so much. Well, radio family, we have been honored to have our musical sister from across the water, Johanna St. Pierre. Because of our incredible technology, connecting with others like this is such a blessing. Thank you again for taking time out to share your life and music with us. And be well and au revoir.
Thank you very much, Rose. Thank you for to be your guest. It's really an honor. Thank you to Infinite Talent. And I'm still listening, Getting Real with Rose.
Yeah, Getting Real with Roz. Yeah, that's right. Well, can you hold on with me before you hang up? Can you hold on just 1 second?
Yeah, of course.
So I'm going to talk about a contest ad for my latest CD. So just hold on just 1 second.
Hello, everyone. This is Roz from the Getting Real with Roz show. I have something exciting to share with you. We have a contest giveaway of my music. Yay! Eligibility. This contest giveaway will be open to the general public. IO Radio hosts or anyone affiliated with IO Radio are prohibited from entering the contest. There will be two winners. The contest will begin on February 19, 2024 at 12 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and end 1 month later on March 19, 2024 at 11:59 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Both winners will be announced on the March 2024 segment of IO Radio's News and Review. The rules are that you must be at least 18 years of age to participate. Only one entry per person. Winners must be willing to call into the Getting Real with Roz show, date to be announced. All entries submitted after the contest end date will be ineligible for the contest giveaway. Each participant must fill out an entry form to be eligible for the contest giveaway. Each winner will receive a downloadable copy of Roz's CD, Put Me in Your Pocket. The download will include 7 of Roz's newest hits, front back covers, and song inserts. Prize valued at $7 each copy. Good luck, radio family. I'm excited, y'all.
So I'm excited to be a part of the Infinite L Radio Contest. Many of you know that I'm a musician, singer, songwriter, and recording artist. So good luck to you all, but also to share a few snippets of the songs that one of you lucky winners will have the pleasure of owning.
Has anyone loved you?
So the next show date is Monday, March 18th at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Special guest will be Tekla Waterfield. No, actually in March, it will be Fog Holler. I'm excited to have them on. I've seen them perform live. Make sure to check out February's segment of In the Mix with DJ Shaheem, which broadcast on February 1st. Also make note that there will be no IO Radio show segment scheduled for February 29th at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The next show scheduled will be the News and Review on February 22nd at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. All show segments are available on demand for your listening pleasure. Thank you all for listening to the Getting Real with Roz broadcast. Don't forget to speak life into someone. Be love and light to others. Nighty night, radio family.
Let's go.
Let's teach these people just how we party. Let's get together and dance. Let's get together and dance. Let's teach these people just how we do it.